This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys morning show. Good morning to you. It is Friday. I'll say it again. Enjoy it. It's Friday, September 18th, 2020. What is up?
Yeah.
It's Friday. Besides that, anything else?
Man, I'm happy that it's Friday for one.
Well, yeah. Yeah, the only time you don't like a Friday is maybe vacation week.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know it's coming to an end.
That's when Thursday and Friday are not fun, as much fun. They're still fun.
So if this is the end of your vacation week, we say sorry.
Also, why are you up right now?
To listen to us.
Oh, that makes sense.
They want to live stream us.
Thank you.
It's your Monday.
There's Tony and Vivian listening to us in Turks and Caicos right now. Thank y'all for getting up.
Oh, yeah, it is Monday for the people who go in and they're doing the Friday, Saturday, Sunday 12-hour shifts. It's their Monday.
Oh, man. That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably make more money than me, but still, that's an awful schedule.
But still, in general, most people agree that Friday's Friday, and that's good.
That 3 days on is grueling.
I've never worked a job like that. I would not know.
No.
I've never had any 4-10s, none of that stuff.
No 4-10s?
No.
Well, that's good. A good schedule. Mm. I had a 4-10 job. Working cable. Oh, it was so good. Long weekends.
You like
that? I'll tell you, talking about the time you were dating that midget girl.
Oh, goodness.
But, you know, it's easy. Last 2 days of a work day, there's nothing going on.
No.
Last 2 hours.
Absolutely not.
Well, we have stuff going on. That's when we do the FOF lines, last 2 hours of the work day.
Yeah, but you know, for other people.
Oh.
And for normal types.
Oh, okay.
People that work longer than 4 hours a day.
Oh, yeah. Give them more gasoline for it, fat boy.
Hey, I'll be here like 5 hours today almost. Not right now. But close to.
Yeah.
Like in the building.
Oh, yeah. This is... let me ask before I do it here. Do you have any stories in... did you pull anything about Nobel Peace Prizes?
No, I did not.
Okay. Perfect.
You feel free.
So, this is what wins Nobel Peace Prizes. Or no, not Nobel Peace Prizes. Nobel Prizes. I don't know what the difference is. I guess the other one's violent.
Science, sometimes.
That's what the Peace Prize is for? No, the science is for the Nobel Prize.
Yeah, but I mean...
So, this guy won a Nobel Prize. You ever heard the old urban tale? I hadn't, but I read it after reading this morning. That... There was a guy who got lost and ended up getting stuck in like negative degree temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And he found some meat. I don't know what animal it was, but he didn't have any way to cut it. So he had doo-dooed and then the poop instantly froze. And then he fashioned his I think the scientific term is turd.
Or Alaskan pipeline.
He fashioned it, because it was frozen solid. He fashioned it into a knife.
A knife?
A knife.
All right.
And he used that to cut the meat.
Oh, Lord.
So it was apparently an urban tale in, like, Canada, I believe it was. But anyway, this scientist had heard that doo-doo knife for years. He'd heard about this old wives' tale, urban tale, whatever you want to say. So anyway, this is at Kent State University.
Golden Flashes.
That's up in Ohio.
Yeah, it is.
They had that shooting years back.
Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, the National Guard shot a bunch of people there.
Yeah. He wanted to prove this was false. He's like, there's no way that you could cut meat. The meat would have been frozen as well. Mm-hmm. If the doo-doo was frozen, that he could take it and, like, whittle. He was whittling a turd, evidently.
Yeah. The meat should have been frozen unless it was a real fresh kill.
Right. So this guy's an assistant professor of anthropology at Kent State. And he and some of his lab partners decided to, I don't know, I guess it's their feces.
Probably.
They took it and they put it in minus 50 degrees centigrade and then filed it down to a sharp edge and then tried to cut meat with it. Guess what? It didn't work.
No.
Uh-oh.
And they're getting it colder than he could have gotten it.
And they're getting a Nobel Prize. They proved, it's like Mythbusters. Remember that show? It's like they took an urban legend and proved one of the grossest ones ever. I mean, I guess if you're stuck out and you're freezing and there's some available meat there and you want to cut it, there's no knives, you would, okay, whittle, boom, there's a knife.
Could you have, you know, fashioned a knife? Would you have had the substance for a knife? I guess is what I'm saying. Like, I couldn't do it. Mine would have been like a pile of glass.
A pile of glass?
Like, I'm going to, like, whittle this.
You would have made pottery.
Yes. It's chili. I'm going to whittle this chili bowl.
No, but so they took time out of their lives to prove that this was, I mean, it was, I guess it's
a fun job. That's a real fun, that's a bad job. It's a fun job.
It's a bad job. But they took took their feces, they froze it 50 degrees, negative 50 degrees centigrade, and then tried to cut meat with it, and then the turds broke.
Yeah.
And then science recognized this and gave them a Nobel Prize for it.
So I thought you were going to say the guy chewed through the deer. I wasn't expecting the other part.
But that they tried to use that to cut with?
I didn't think, like, I just imagine how long he's got to sit there and wait for everything to freeze up. And
I just imagine if it actually worked, if he would have to go again to make a fork.
Yeah.
Like, but the absurdity of that, the 2020 Nobel Prize, good Lord have mercy.
Well, you can't sharpen ice, apparently.
I mean, other winners should have issue with that guy. Like, come on. Some of us have written literature.
Yeah.
Great works of art, and this guy just, you know, he made a doo-doo knife.
Well, somebody still got one for literature.
Yeah, they award him for literature and stuff.
Yeah, but that guy's in your club. When you all meet, here's the doo-doo knife guy.
You get those, like, big medallions, right?
Yeah, when you have your dinners and whatnot.
Yeah. Do they get to go to the Kennedy Center as well, or is that just for the honors?
You get ribbons.
You get something. Is it the one that Trump would come and put behind your neck? Like those videos you've seen of presidents putting the things behind people's necks?
No, that's Medal of Freedom, right? Medal of Freedom.
Kennedy Honors.
One of those.
Yeah, I mean, they do a lot of Kennedy Honors, and then you get the President's Medal of Freedom and that stuff.
You go there, and Trump's like, got some McDonald's for you like I got the Clemson boys. You yes. have to supply the knives. Get it? You supply the knives.
They gave out 14 of them last year.
God.
It's a good bit.
They give out more Nobel Prizes now than they used to back in the day.
Oh, okay.
You get one for literature, chemistry, physics, physiology or medicine, economic sciences, and then the Peace Prize.
That is ridiculous. Like, you're a scientist, and, like, your biggest achievement, I imagine it's his biggest achievement, is that he won a Nobel Prize for trying to cut up meat with a knife made out of a turd.
Can you imagine wherever they're working and they're applying for a grant to do that study and how they would approach the people that would give them the money that you wanted to freeze their turds?
I bet Cabela's is offering them an endorsement deal right now.
That's so great.
You're going to carry your lines back here in the corner of the building.
Shouldn't that be in the Smithsonian, the knife itself?
It rhymes with that. I can't say it on the radio, though.
Like, where does it go?
It's near the bathrooms of the Smithsonian.
We could have made so many weapons.
No kidding, man.
Doo-doo stars.
I'm starting to wonder now if that's what...
Doo-doo stars.
I've had a couple arrowheads passed down to me. Now I'm starting to wonder.
That's what they are.
I'm starting... Because they're all made out of, you know, clay-like things.
Plus, where do you find them? Buried in the yard.
Yeah, and what would you do when you go camping? You bury your doo-doo.
Well, now you know where the doo-doo pains are from. Your it's poop like, is freezing.
It's like all the shark's teeth you get. It's a bunch of gumless sharks.
That would hurt.
I just found out something.
What?
These guys won something called the Ig Nobel Prize.
The Ig?
It's like the Razzies for Nobel Prizes. It's like the Razzies of science, I think.
Is that what that is?
Well, not really.
Did that get worked?
No, it's just that it says they're awarded for achievements in science to make people laugh, then think.
Oh, you whole poker.
It just says, no, okay. We could have said that off the air.
Oh, my bad. I just saw it. I didn't know. I was
hoping. Still, that's ridiculous.
I was hoping a poop knife won a Nobel Prize.
That'd be great.
But let's be honest here. There's still real scientists that took time
out
of it. The guys on staff at Kent State.
Yeah. Real scientists do. But real scientists do a lot of interesting and funny things, too.
Well, I would think whoever is trying to get the vaccination for COVID would win a Peace Prize or someone who's saving lives.
Well,
he's ready to go right now.
Bill Gates, get ready.
Right?
His daddy died.
Yeah, that's awful, man.
Yeah.
I didn't know his dad was living. Because he's an older guy, Bill Gates.
Belichick's mom died. Cogdill's mom died. Everybody's going.
Dude, did you see the... Look, maybe it's not new, but it's new to me. I just saw it yesterday. The Belichick Subway commercial.
Oh, yeah.
That thing's awesome.
No, I haven't seen it.
He goes up to a guy wearing a suit, and he's like, "You're Bill Belichick." And he's, you know, they do a commercial about Subway or whatever, and Belichick pulls out a pair of scissors and cuts off the guy's suit sleeves. So he's wearing a short sleeve suit like he wears his damn hoodie.
Yeah, he is. Okay.
It was great.
I'm sure I saw it probably last night when I was watching football. I just didn't notice it. I just tuned out the commercials, I guess, when that happened.
They're going to give it a Nobel Prize for best advertisement.
It's real short because, you know, it's probably all they can get him to act because he hates the camera.
Yeah. Oh, it says here that the doo-doo knife will be given a Slammy this year. By the WWE.
It should be.
They're going to use it in a hardcore match.
Nice.
Practice.
Hey, hurry up and cut that up. It's getting hot out here.
Practice.
My knife's going to melt.
Uh-oh. You don't want your knife to melt. Good Lord.
Oh, God.
How do you contain your knife, though?
What if you threw them like Lou Diamond Phillips?
That's the thing, though. Even if you got it to cut, this old wives' tale urban legend or whatever, even if you got it to cut... Let's think here. Why not just bite it off? I'm talking about not the knife, the meat.
Yeah. Don't bite the knife off.
I think that's why people became vegetarians. They're like, I'd just rather go eat grapes and lettuce and stuff than to have to cut up a deer with a turd.
When you're hungry, you're hungry. You're not going to go, what am I going to use for a knife?
Mm-hmm.
You think he stuck a piece between his ass like a microwave?
He could have.
If you're ever in a place that cold, you should have a knife.
Yeah, you could. Well, you should.
If you're in an environment where it's that cold, you should just have stuff that you might need to survive. And
yeah, and the animal might be your blanket, too.
I found another one where some scientists gave alligators helium.
What?
Yeah, so the alligators were in this tank, and they were putting helium in there, pumping helium in there, and the alligators were making high-pitched alligator noises.
Does that work on all animals?
They were trying to see if alligators make different noises based on the size of the animal, like to tell other animals how big they are.
Oh, that's
and
great.
They do, but they use helium as part of their research. They had alligators in there growling, like high-pitched alligator growls.
I would love to hear like a wolf pack with helium. That would be awesome.
Ah, we'll get some Scott Hall.
Yeah, he can play their theme song and speed it up.
He's known for huffing all kind of things.
Oh, goodness.
He'd do some helium.
You know that chipmunk effect, and you'll have it.
Paige wants to be in the wolf pack. You think they'll let her in?
Ugh.
You got to be like Sting wolf pack, red and black face.
Oh, man. I'm not a face painter.
That was a bad look.
It was a bad look. I don't know if it would be socially acceptable these days.
Well, it just didn't look good. It just the red didn't look good on his face at all. But, yeah, it probably wouldn't be acceptable in the days of the Washington football team.
It looked like Darth Maul.
Darth Maul. You want to go shopping this weekend? We're going to Darth Maul.
Ooh.
We're just Darth Vader by his clothes. Darth Maul.
The demon from Insidious looked like Darth Maul. Sting's was all red and like black, little black stripes on it. It should have been more black though, so you could see what was going on. But then that's bad to do too.
Yeah.
Just don't paint your face anymore.
Yeah, it's bad.
Don't do it. It's not good for the environment.
Unless you're a clown.
Unless you're in the stands.
Juggalo?
Causes global warming.
Yeah, juggalos can do whatever.
Juggalos? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they can paint their faces, drink their Faygos, hatchets, all that stuff.
I've only met one hardcore one. Which, yeah, he had same the tattoo one. In the shirt. Yeah.
Same one in here?
No, I forgot his name. He used to live out in Seneca.
They had the guy that had the hatchet man tattoos in here on his forearms.
Yeah. There's a bunch of P1s who are juggalos. It's a surprising number. I want to meet the guy from the internet videos who's always wearing a Juggalo t-shirt, and he dedicates all his videos to the Juggalos, and then he jumps off a picnic table and lands on stuff like wrestling moves.
It's for Violent J.
And he hurts himself real bad. I want to meet that guy.
Is he a Bills fan?
He'll do like elbow drop a microwave or a refrigerator, just anything.
God bless.
Yeah, he just puts it out on the ground in his backyard and jumps off a picnic table and elbow drops objects that are going to hurt real bad.
Does he have health care?
Probably not.
I know.
There's one type of girl that, you know, likes that crowd, right? The one that says, I'm going to, you know, the gathering. You're going to hook up with everybody. That's why you're going, you're going to get nailed by a bunch of juggalos.
Do you think there was a virtual gathering this year because it got canceled for ICP?
Like a Zoom gathering?
A Zoom gathering.
Maybe.
They don't know how to work it.
Maybe. Man, I think it's weird that...
Shoot, that's the computer. They know.
Insane Clown Posse canceled their stuff because, you know, they're worried about the safety of their fans.
Yeah.
So Insane Clown Posse cancels their gathering of juggalos. Meanwhile, we're still having like public events and political rallies. I think it's just funny that it's not me saying anything other than it's funny if you step back and look at how funny it is.
Well, yeah.
Before 13,000 people take it the wrong way.
Previous gatherings, we have more than that listening. Oh, you mean ICP?
That's how many would take it the wrong way.
Oh. They would go and like set fields on fire and stuff and wrestle and rap.
Yeah.
Wrestling, yeah, they get back into wrestling.
And who was they would have like a special guest MC every year, and then the person they had a couple years ago, people started throwing bottles at her?
I don't know.
They'd
have comedians.
Bottles of Faygo?
I imagine it was Faygo. That's probably all they serve. Remember when they were at Ground Zero? God bless, man.
I never went to see them, man.
Well, I did. That started, because I'm scared of clowns, you know. And that thing started off, and they were playing some kind of eerie, like, you know, child nursery rhyme kind of clown music slowed down.
Yeah.
And then they had this little tiny person midget come out there with this huge freaking axe, and he smashes it into the stage, and the music hits. And that was in little tiny Ground Zero, and it was scary. I tried to drink the scare away.
Yeah. I bet you succeeded. I almost went to see him twice, but then I thought about, I imagined what it would smell like in there, and I didn't go. Grease paint, Faygo, and B.O.
Yeah, you stuck to the floor.
Yeah, grease paint, Faygo, and B.O., man. I stayed home on that alone.
Never knew why they had comics at the gathering. It just don't seem like it fit. Even like when Metallica had Brewer opening for them.
Yeah.
Like, comedy? A rock show? It don't make sense, man. Don't try to defend it.
Rolling Stones started that. Also, Dave Chappelle opened for somebody when he was first starting out. A music act.
Yeah, I mean...
Prince had somebody, a comedian, open for... Yeah, that's been like since the 70s, I want to think.
Yeah.
It don't work.
If it sold, it worked. And it sold. In all those cases you mentioned, all the ones you cited, it sold, so it worked.
Don't work. Don't work at all.
Okay, well...
Worst idea ever.
2011 ICP gathering, a bunch of people got in trouble for punching police horses.
I'm not kidding.
Right.
Yeah, huh? Toledo, Ohio.
Shoot on sight, man. Shoot on sight.
They were beating up. A bunch of horses. Yeah, they were.
Poor defenseless little horse.
Yeah. Horse ought to trample.
Here's another one. A juggalo with no legs ran someone over in his wheelchair.
You wouldn't punch the horse from John Wick.
That's right. You'd die. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into some stuff. We've got, of course, as mentioned, the FOF line today. You can still get in on that, 864-241-4318. That's 864-241-4318.
You going to bother asking him?
No. I don't anymore. Because I don't trust his answers.
It's still fun because he hates being asked questions.
Mr. Entertainment loves throwing you curveballs.
Fat boy, how's the FOF looking this week?
You'll cry. You'll hate being alive. It's all 9.
Everyone listening?
Every call is all 9.
Oh, isn't
every one of them?
Oh, okay,
every damn one of them.
Give him a good tease, man. Come on.
Oh,
is vicious?
Vicious stuff. All right.
It's Trucker Appreciation Week.
Yeah,
you gotta remember.
I know.
That.
I remember, I had the party the other day.
She did.
That'll come into play in the FOS.
Yeah, we had a cake, like an 18-wheeler. It was awesome.
That's nice.
Yeah. So feel free to call us at any point if you'd like. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. And, of course, you can text us 72341. That's the CVM text line. Of course, message and data rates may apply.
Yep, you can do that, or you can get us on social media, facebook.com/RiseGuys, at The Rise Guys on Twitter, at The Rise Guys on Instagram, too. We always like to hear from you, usually.
Yeah, for the most part.
For the most part, yeah.
Unless it's like Juggalo truckers that are pissed at us right now.
Yeah, they can still call the FOF line.
Various reasons. You imagine a Juggalo trucker.
That's a lot in a cab.
Yeah. Oof. All right, Paige, what's up in the Plex?
All right, well, you know what your mama used to say is, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And what you eat today could help your sex life. I'll tell you what makes you sexy next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Boy, that just made me think about something I've never thought about. Asparagus. Does it also go for that as well?
Oh, man.
Mm, you ever thought about that?
Mm. I've had that in a
while. Ladies of the night, please text in 72341. I want to get an answer about the asparagus thing. You know what I'm saying with that, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
May go the other direction.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. All right, we'll find out more about that. Asparagus, Juggalos, and more next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody. It's Friday.
Mornings with the Rise Guys.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
A little golden doodle.
Nine.
Sorry, guys.
Paige.
On the seated bun.
And Fat Boy.
Tremendous volume. Fat idiot.
93.3 The Planet Rise.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Happy Friday.
Hey.
All right.
Happy payday.
Oh, yeah. Woohoo! We can eat one day out of the week. All right. So people who eat a particular item for breakfast are the best at getting it on, according to the story. The best at sex, whatever you want to say. Coitus, intercourse, whatever you do at home. I don't know.
I can't answer what I want to say.
Quad.
Is it this?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, man.
Y'all are all thinking that. All of you listening right now are like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking,
yeah,
too.
How many people in the work truck right now have the two fingers and the tongue?
God, couldn't
Let's not lay it all the way out, Jim.
Some people don't like doing that. I don't get it.
I don't either.
It should be like a race.
Well.
I'm a connoisseur.
I digress.
Yeah.
I'll move on to where we are. This is not a scientific approach like we were talking earlier. This is just 2,000 people were asked about their habits. And what they found out of this study is people who eat peanut butter for breakfast are the best at sex.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Hold on. Let me put this GIF down and let's think about this. Are you a GIF guy or girl? Do you have a preference for the peanut butter? Because I do. I'm Jif forever. I don't go generic. I do not go great value. I'm Jif.
No Laura Lynn?
No.
Man,
I love Ingles, but no.
As long as it's good. I like the crunchy.
Crunchy every once in a while.
I like the crunchy.
But, but anyway.
Yeah.
I digest.
Yeah, okay. Well, according to a new study, people who eat the peanut butter for breakfast are most likely to be, quote, passionate lovers, according to the way they answered this study.
This is how the peanut butter industry is fighting back against the old story you'd say about a girl you didn't like with her dog. It's like, yeah. Oh, really? You say that about her? Well, guess what? Those people are the best lovers. Ha ha. Joke's on y'all.
Dogs are the best lovers.
Yeah.
Gross.
What about people that eat jelly first thing?
Oh, well, it didn't go to that.
No, I ain't doing it.
No?
It said that people that eat bananas are stressed out. So if you eat a banana in the morning, you're stressed.
Matt, why are you so damn stressed?
I ate two yesterday morning.
Yeah,
damn.
You eat a lot of bananas in the morning. You big ball of stress. Hell, I ain't been eating bananas in the morning since I got divorced.
Yeah. But I eat almonds with my bananas, and that probably turns into some type of butter in my tummy. almond butter.
Almond butter, yeah. You just make it the old-fashioned way. But it didn't say it said peanut butter, not almond butter.
That's
apparently
true.
Not all nut butters are created equal.
No.
Almond butter's good, though. All right, so people who eat a bowl of cereal are deemed most trustworthy.
I don't agree with that.
I don't either.
I've known some scumbags who ate grape nuts in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and some liars who ate mini wheats, frosted, not shredded.
What the heck?
Both.
I'm trying to figure out that.
Like
I said. I knew the one, but not the other.
This isn't scientific. Yeah. Yogurt and berries for breakfast, those consider themselves emotional.
I'm not emotional. I eat yogurt every morning.
Well-traveled people.
Well-traveled.
They eat smashed avocado. Avocado on sourdough. That's good.
Avocado toast.
That's a lot to do in the morning. I can't process that.
I fried an egg this morning and cooked 2 strips of bacon and made a sandwich out of it.
Were they sloppy and slimy?
No, they were just right.
I put the butcher knife to her neck. we should have that one on, what do you call it? Touch button.
Such an old man. I was cooking breakfast at like 3:30 in the morning. That's an awesome old man thing to do.
My damn alarm goes off at 3:55 now, and 9 text at, hold on, give it a second. Oh, we text a lot.
It's right around 3.
3:34 this morning. Okay. You sent me a picture of Virgil from WWF.
Sweet.
Deep-throating a breadstick for some reason.
I couldn't tell what he was eating, man, if it was like a churro or what.
He's deep-throating some kind of long portion of bread.
Yeah.
Virgil.
That looks good. Yeah.
Candlelight look, Virgil.
Might be one of those taquito things from a QT or something.
Taquito.
All right. At least a quarter of the people who skip breakfast every day are the people that are most likely to be introverts. And I never eat breakfast because I don't really get hungry till later.
Mm.
Unless, you know, I'm ready to go and have like a proper breakfast, then I'm up for it.
What is a proper breakfast?
Any kind of breakfast that I don't have to prepare myself. You know, like real breakfast where you're having eggs and even, you know, pancakes or waffles. I'm excited about that.
Oh, man. You ever had German pancake?
No.
It's not like a sex thing or anything.
You ever had Belgian waffles?
No, yes.
Ooh. What about Belgian pancakes?
Soggy biscuit.
Caitlin made these, it's called German pancakes, but it's like a big casserole of pancakes, and it's about this many layers.
Okay.
About yay big. About the size of, I don't know what, 2 or 3 inches. But it's kind of like flaky, kind of layery. Oh, man, it's wonderful.
Their potato salad is good, I'll say that.
And then she puts the powdered sugar on top.
Yeah.
Ooh. I hope that was powdered sugar. I didn't sleep for 2 days.
Couldn't feel my mouth while I ate my pancakes.
I got syrup all over my mouth.
Actually, I couldn't feel my mouth, lost my appetite, and didn't go to bed.
I'll get the recipe for you.
That is a good breakfast. All right. Well, Rise Guys Headline style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige. And Rocker Bells. Fat Boy, you already ate breakfast. I saw you taking your plate out to your car. What'd you have?
It was barbecue chicken.
What do people that eat barbecue chicken do, Paige? Die before they're 50? Who knows?
That's a good one. I'll have to research that.
I'm kidding.
I can't eat breakfast food.
Gain weight?
I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
Biscuits, but I can't do all that.
Yeah. Yeah. The older I get, I can't eat biscuits in the morning, man. Too much bread.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, I'm looking into this. I was wanting to see what the German pancakes look good.
That was great. Ooh.
They're from America.
Well,
of course.
I hate when they do that.
You are.
They make BMWs up the road.
German chocolate cake from America, too.
Is that no kidding?
Yeah. We just call it German potato salad, probably from here.
Wow.
We just like French fries. We just name stuff after other countries.
Freedom fries, for God's sake. Get it right. thank you, Jimmy, and Rocker Bells.
looks good, though.
Fat Boy, what's up in the sports hall?
High school football's back. We got a couple of high school football stories that'll make you one story and one new signing. It'll make you scratch your head.
Okay.
A high school football signing.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, the kid's not even in high school yet.
Hey.
Yeah. We'll tell you what's special about him on the other side of this.
Oh, okay. Awesome. I remember a kid whose parents moved so they could go to Burns.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Well, wait till you hear this story.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll find out more in the S-hole with F-Boy right after this. Morning, everybody.
With all the uncertainty in the world today.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rock. And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Got a, you know what, Matt, you mentioned about high school football.
Nine, we're doing sports.
I'm here. I've been here plenty of time.
Because it's back.
It is back.
You mentioned you knew somebody that's moved just so they can go to Burns.
That was in the 90s, though, but that's a true story. They literally moved their, you know, they bought another home so their kid. Nowadays, I think you can just buy in.
I remember somebody who was a big high school, a big college quarterback prospect. His family moved closer to Burns.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fat Boy knows what I'm talking about, I bet.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Does his last name rhyme with a band?
Yes.
Yes. He's talking about Tony Gelatica.
Yep. Thinking about Billy Limp Bizkit.
There's always a rumor like so-and-so moved to go to school. Let me tell you about Jake Garcia. Jake Garcia is from L.A.
Yes.
He's a Trojan commit. He's a verbal commit. So he's already in, right? He could wait. But Rush Probst is one of the most famous high school football coaches in the history of high school football. Like John McKissick and Rush Probst.
The guy from Survivor.
No. It was he won like 5 state championships in Alabama.
Mm.
High football at Hoover. So now he's at Valdosta High School. The most winning high school football program in the country. So now that he's coaching there, Jay Garcia, who's already a USC commit, who lives in L.A., decided he wants to play for Coach Probst. So he and his dad moved to Valdosta across the country.
Wow.
Just so he could play for him.
Where's mom?
That's the thing.
Uh-oh.
Mom stayed in L.A. So to meet the rules where he could legally play in Georgia, his parents had to legally separate.
Are you serious?
Yep. Just so he and dad could move to Georgia and play at Valdosta. He said he wanted to get reps in with a great coach, but he's already a commit.
And plus, she has already cast her high school football moms of L.A. For next season.
Yeah.
So she's going to be on there. They don't have one in Valdosta.
He's a verbal commit. You know, he could still get poached. He could still open it up.
I wouldn't trust anybody's verbal commit to anything.
No.
Unless, yeah.
No. Like, there are a couple guys that left. Like, Robert Kimdichie was a Clemson commit. He left, went to Ole Miss, had an awful career. Bounced out of the pros.
Mm-hmm.
His loss. Should have stayed. I want to play with my brother. I want to play football with my brother. So he left.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson just had another kid decommit. He's probably not going to make it.
Decommit.
Yep. He left.
It's not uncommit?
No, it's decommit.
Yeah.
This kid, I don't think he's going to decommit. He's got an offer from Georgia. He's in the 8th grade.
Must be a running back.
Wow.
God bless.
He's not a,
start him young.
He's not a running back.
I was just growing puberty hair at that point.
Some people don't like this. Like LeBron said that his son got poached a lot with offers. LeBron Jr.
Yeah.
This kid is in 8th grade. He's 6'5", 260.
Dang it.
My own. What are they feeding these kids? Who's his Goombata?
Does he at least play ball?
No. Never touched a football before in his life. Just walks around campus. Yes, he plays, Paige.
Just saying.
Does he have a famous relative that played anything? No. 6'5", 260 in eighth grade.
Now, if you kind of picture him, that's kind of like around Randy Orton size now.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big man.
Is
Wow.
Does anybody put more good running backs in the NFL than UGA? They can't. They can't put out a quarterback for nothing, but the running backs, they're the best.
Herschel Walker?
They pump them in. Yeah. Nick Chubb.
Chubb was great last night. Sony's doing pretty good.
Marino was good for a little bit.
He got hurt. That was his problem, kind of like Gurley. I mean, injuries have slowed him down, kind of like Terrell Davis.
Yep.
Garrison Hurst was the UGA guy, too. Oh,
God. What happened to him?
He just got old and retired, I guess.
What about Natron Means? Who do you play for at college? Who do you play college for?
I don't know, man.
Isn't he Georgia's all-time leading rusher yardage-wise?
He might be.
Really?
I think it's Garrison Hurst.
I don't know, man. A lot of those records have been broken in the last few years.
Should be Tron Jackson.
Did he retire at 49er or no?
I don't know.
He might have retired a Raider. He went to the Raiders.
I thought he was one of those guys that went for another team for like one season, did that weird Johnny Unitas thing.
Musa Smith was a good UGA running back, too.
Yeah, he was.
Musa.
And they got to Swift. Swift was pretty good for him.
Oh, he went to the Broncos and retired. Garrison Hurst.
Eric Zier, every once in a while, quarterback keep the ball. It was good.
David Green. What about Kevin Breedlove? Daniel High School should have went to Clemson.
All offense Georgia alumni I could think of.
It was a great game last night. 35-30 Browns win.
Jim Bulldog Turner. Go ahead.
Buck Blue.
Yeah.
High scoring as hell, man. It was exciting. And these are the two worst teams in their division.
Good Lord.
AFC North might be a competitive this year. Joe Burrow threw 61 times.
Get his name right.
Burr. 3 touchdowns. No picks. Baker Mayfield was slinging it, too, but he threw a pick. He threw 2 touchdowns, too. He was throwing darts, man. He threw a dart to Beckham. you know, a big brown football coming toward him.
Catching him, I've seen it. I've seen the memes.
The best at that.
As far as Thursday night games go, it was good.
It was a good game, man. I mean, the Bengals weren't – I mean, they had a chance to come back and get in it even in the third quarter or fourth quarter, hell.
Burrow looks good, man.
Burrow does look pretty good. I mean, he made a few rookie mistakes, but, man, he looks great to be a rookie.
He does. It was exciting to watch, even Baker.
If Baker Mayfield always tried that hard, he'd be damn good.
I mean, he was throwing ropes.
Like, what's his problem that he isn't that good ever besides last night?
I don't know. No, man, he, like, checks
hey,
out.
You about to have a heart attack here? You all right?
You put his ego in it where he's up against another number one pick. He's up there against Burrow. And, you know, he's like, man, I got to be better than Burrow. He's the rookie. This is my third season. You know, I mean, you put his ego on the line and he'll play his ass off. But just to, like, win a game for his teammates, apparently not.
Yeah. It was a great start to week two, baby. Football all weekend.
Fun game.
I got one we forgot
about.
One. No Sean Marino. Did anybody say that?
That was no Sean. Bad
gum.
Yeah.
With old Stafford.
What about Rodney Hampton?
Stop. Let me catch one.
That's the hole, man. You better get one quick.
Yeah, get one soon.
Did you say it was who it was sponsored by?
What, sports?
you stalling. You got time.
All right. I can't think of another one. We'll be back.
Alanis Gary.
I have to get it.
I was trying to feed you.
Already said Tron Jackson.
1-800-774-0093.
Broke leg. Playing in Hawaii on the beach. Broke his leg. Nearly died from it.
Fran Tarkenton.
No, Georgia running back. Patriots drafted him. Broke his leg real bad. Nearly died from the leg break.
Oh, God, I can't think. You win. You both win.
Dang it, I was trying to give you hints.
Come on, man. Stanley Morgan should have went to Clemson.
Paige, you take it. All right, we'll take a break. 1-800-774-0093. We'll talk about whatever you want to. 1-800-774-0093. And anything else is going on with you. Nine has passed me a note that says Robert Edwards.
That's the one.
Thank you, Nine. All right. We'll be back right after this. Morning, everybody.
93-minute Rock Block starts every weekday right after the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.